White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. September 9th, 1896. Dear children, we returned to our home Monday evening. Brother and sister Farnsworth accompanied us, found our horses and two conveyances to take us to our home. Tuesday, appointment was made for brother and sister Farnsworth to take my two-horse team and ride over the school grounds. They are very much pleased with the school grounds, and especially our location and the improvements we have made. They are delighted with it all. We appointed a meeting in the afternoon. In forenoon, all were to take their dinners and eat in the grove, and then have a social meeting. We were surprised to see such a turnout. We had a sharp shower, so we had to go into the place of meeting in the upper room above the sawmill. The rain just poured down, and we did not know, as the voice of Elder Farnsworth could be heard. But it soon ceased, and we had a good meeting. There was another meeting appointed in the evening, and there was a goodly number assembled, some not of our faith. All were highly pleased and benefited with the meeting. He spoke of the rise and progress of the work in the earlier years, and how we had so many perplexities and discouragements, and yet we would not fail nor be discouraged. We pressed through by faith and prayer and hard work, and obstacles gave way. I am glad we have some help in this country. Elder Russo and wife have gone to America. They will be at the conference, I expect. She expects to receive treatment at our sanitarium. One or two good-sized boats with passengers left here at 10 o'clock a.m. to take a view of the river and lake. The river, called Dora Creek, borders the school land on one side. This arm of the river is not a broad expanse of water, and that is why they name it Creek. But it is a beautiful river. They row about 6 miles and come into the lake. On both sides, you can see the houses, dotted among the forests and fruit orchards. The scenery is delightful. Nearly all our family went, except Edith, my little maid, 14 years old, Sarah McEntifer, and your mother. We have only hired help, 5 men in number, all employed because they are in suffering need, every one of them. We do not expect to see brother and sister Farnsworth again until we meet them in Adelaide, Australia, at the camp meeting, which will be in about 3 weeks. Willie, Sarah, and I will attend that meeting. Well, I can scarcely write you today, for I am somewhat let down after speaking 3 times, twice on Sabbath and once on Sunday. This morning I could scarcely collect my thoughts to write you. I am feeling not quite as nerve-shattered after dinner. Willie's twins are darling babies. They generally sleep all night without waking. They do not wake crying, but cooing good-naturedly. They are a precious treasure. We are in the midst of planting trees and sowing seeds and breaking up the fallow ground, clearing the land for corn and vegetables. We have quite a vineyard and hope to receive fruit from our peach trees, some of which are in bloom now. Spring has come to be with us, and showers for the land have been abundant. We feel that the blessing of the Lord is resting on the land, and it will yield its treasures. Mother.